All right, guys. It's been a heck of a morning. Just plagued with technical difficulties. Jared doesn't know what time we're recording. Chris can't figure out fucking TikTok. This whole morning has been one frustrating son of a bitch. And ironically
enough, I got
4 hours
of sleep.
Today's episode is being more positive.
Hey.
So,
hey.
We've turned it around. We're going to be more positive now and for the rest of the day. And we're going to talk about how we're going to do that. We're going to give you the bug facts, which here's another technical difficulty. I don't have one ready today. Been pretty good about that recently, but here we are.
It's funny how on the day everything goes wrong is the day we do this.
I know.
This topic.
But hey, well, but
I
this,
guess that's what happens
that's what
when you
about.
Message at 3 a.m. saying that the time has changed.
But, yeah.
But that's what this is all about. You this think? Is kind of how to be more positive dealing with the shitty situations, but... Chris, why don't you go ahead and bring us in?
Yeah, thanks a lot for the handoff there, Macho Man Randy Savage. Being positive. Hey, the hat. There he is. Macho Man himself.
I really wish it would go on like over the fucking headphones, but it won't.
Oh. It will if you try really hard.
Try really hard.
Being positive, right? It's a way of thinking, something I struggle with a lot, but I'm getting better at it. And there are certain things I do to remain positive and to not let small things affect me in my daily life. TikTok, however, got the best of me this morning. I don't know how to use
TikTok
it.
One
really
today.
Me off. If anyone, anyone knows how to stitch a fucking video, please reach out to Lessons Learned Media. And let me know. I'd greatly appreciate it. Being positive, right? I just want to post this funny video for you guys because I know it's gold, but I can't get it. So it got to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're still talking about it.
I am. I'm flustered. But I'm going to be positive because I know when I do get it, it's going to be great. So what are some ways you guys remain positive? What do you do in your life or... what aspect of your life do you try to be positive in?
I watched you get frustrated making TikTok videos.
I know you did. You're recording me in it. But no, for real. How do you go about life staying positive?
So I feel like I watched a video earlier just to kind of get the creative juices flowing. And the guy talked about rewiring your brain or like reprogramming your brain. However, I feel like a lot of people who are very negative and sort of gravitate towards that negative mindset haven't really programmed their brain at all. And they're kind of unaware most of the time of how they're feeling and how they're responding to certain situations. So first, I mean, I would try to gain that awareness, you know, like I was thinking about this when I was in the drive-thru getting my coffee because I really needed
From
it.
Scooters.
I really needed those two extra shots.
Trash ass coffee. Okay.
I don't recommend scooters whatsoever. Yeah, at all.
Can we just take a moment to shit on them because they're the worst? Like, people in the Midwest like it's like Runza and scooters is like to die for. Get some culture, you swine. It's terrible.
Oh my God, just alienated half our audience. Right?
No,
yeah,
scooters.
Jeez.
No shame. These people
scooters
don't know
good.
Culture. Stuff sucks.
I just do it for the caffeine.
Be positive, though. It's coffee, right? It's coffee and food, Runza and scooters. Be positive.
So I was in the drive-thru, and the lady in front of me, I was thinking about this episode. I was thinking about how to be more positive. And the lady in front of me, you know, I'm trying to get here on time, and she's like, she puts her car in park, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. And then her son is like leaning over, and then I see her hand go out the window like this. And she was, like, talking to her son. So I'm just like, put my car in park, and I lean back. I'm like, this is how it's going to go. Okay. And what was I thinking about again? Oh, how to be more positive. Mm. Whoops. Mm. Yeah, so being aware during, like, throughout your day-to-day routine, that's one step towards changing your mindset and, like, programming how you think. And it's like identifying just how you're feeling in any given situation and scenario throughout the day. So like you're in the drive-thru, A lot of this is going to be like, while you're in the car, just think about how you're reacting to the environment around you.
And yeah. Relating it back to Tony's episode last week or whatever when we talked about it.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Like just being mindful of the emotions you're feeling, right? Like identify what you feel and then relate it to positivity. Try and swing it the other way, you know?
Yeah. Like in that emotion episode, exactly. Yeah. He said that like it's important to like identify that emotion. And like that's pretty much step one. You can identify the emotion and then it gives you power over your own mind at that point.
Exactly.
So.
And that's a great, like that was a great way to link it together. Like you gain that awareness first. And then the next step is to give yourself power, like give yourself
more
gaining
power
the
people.
Awareness gives yourself the power to self-direct your mind. So once you identify, hey, I'm feeling angry or pissed off at this woman and her son who were taking forever to order.
You're already mad you're at
He's
Scooters.
Like, yeah.
This is going to be bummer coffee. This
it's already a bad
sucks.
Day.
And now look at this Midwestern wife over here making my life even more miserable.
This damn soccer mom.
When really it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Yeah, and then you gain the power to self-direct your thoughts and your mind. And as soon as you gain that awareness, like, flip the switch.
Yeah.
So flip the switch, be like,
switch the flip.
Oh, you know what? I'm about to pay someone to make me a coffee, and like 2 seconds later, they're going to hand me this coffee, and I'm going to have all this energy, and it's going to be good. You know, and there was only one car ahead of me in the drive-thru. It could have been a lot worse, you know?
But it was this car.
So, like, yeah, gain the awareness and then flip the switch.
Yeah.
Switch the flip.
I like it.
You know what I do throughout life?
What do you do?
Who cares? I just laugh at it. Who gives a
who gives
I don't
a
who? Give a shit. Like, just get on with it. I mean, that's just the way you gotta go sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the best mentalities to have is like you need to think about the bigger picture of your life and the world in general. Like even like something like that, one car in front of you, they might take forever. But when you really think about it, it's like, what is this? An extra 5 minutes in my life of millions of minutes, like
usually less than that.
Yeah, like why spend that much? Like why worry that much about it? It's just like big picture. It's not that big of a deal. Even if you're late, it's one day.
I mean,
like one moment in life.
Exactly.
It's all right.
I could argue the opposite because clearly I hate Scooters. So the fact that they're beginning is like just I'd be pissed off. I had to wait for trash coffee. Anyway,
well, real quick,
the situation would be totally different if you go to the Beanery where it's like the best coffee around.
Oh my
their
god,
espresso
the
was terrible.
Oh. Yeah.
Espresso's bad. It burns.
I bet
it's
you like
bad.
Scooters.
The Beanery.
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I next like, time I like come stuff. Out, I want to go to both of these places.
No, you don't.
And just
you
Chris,
go to one of the places.
Well,
they
no,
have very
go
good
to...
vanilla lattes, but that's about it.
I want to go
anyway,
to Scooters, though, coffee. And find out if it's shit.
It is. It's bad.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned time, Talon, because like the next thing that was on my mind is, you know, you have that awareness, you flip the switch, so you change that negative thought into a positive thought, like it's not that bad. and then like the next two things are time and importance. So how long does this negative thought fester? And Chris, I know you got a good scenario at work that you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So like how long would you let that affect your day? And then how much importance do you give that thought? Do you give your negative thoughts like a lot more importance and effect into your daily life than you do the positive thoughts?
All right. So my way of thinking is, yes, like I let a lot of stuff roll off my back. Like a lot of stuff doesn't really get to me. But there's the few things that do and they fester.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They fester. But it's about being aware like we've talked about. Not like last week, I'm driving home, you know, all day. I was like, this sucks. This, without getting into any details, right? Just didn't want to be there. One person was ruining my day. And then I'm in my car ride home. And I'm like, why do I care what this one person thinks of me? Like, that is the mindset you have to have. It's like, who gives a shit what this person thinks of you? Like, you're doing you. You know you're doing the best that you can. Like, I'm not going to get into my personal story because I don't want to do anything. But it's like when you're getting all these awards and like you're striving through life, striving through work, right? Like you're giving everything you got and like one person thinks like you're slacking or something like that. Like who cares? You know deep down what you're doing and like you're being successful, right? And other people see it. So it's important to not let one person ruin your day. And that's easier said than done because, you know, like that person could have ruined your morning. You pull up for that cup of coffee, like, shit, now I got to wait. I really didn't want to be here in the first place. I'm going to be late to the podcast. These guys are bagging on me for, you know, making the wrong time. Like, fuck, like, but who cares? Who cares? Yeah. You know, we could all joke about it at the end of the day. And a year from now, like we said this before we started recording, a year from now, you're not even going to remember this day.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to remember what that person said to you at work. You're not going to remember that lady at the drive-thru. It doesn't matter. Like, who gives a shit?
Dude.
Let's just get on with my day.
Chris.
Yeah.
I want to literally take that whole thing that you just said and show it to my one coworker.
There you go.
Hey, do it. I mean, this, like, is going to be recorded.
Yeah, because this is, like, this is something I've been trying to kind of help her through because she's been having a tough time at work recently. And she gets shit on all the time because she has to deal with the patients the most because... Like, in the worst way. Like, she's the one who gets to tell them they owe money. She's the one who gets to tell them their insurance denied them. Like,
ooh, all the bad news.
Yeah, she gets to give all the bad news. So she gets shit on all the time by people. And I always try and tell her because, like, people fucking are assholes. And she gets really upset and worked up over what somebody said to her. And I'm like, who gives a shit what that person said? They're an asshole. I was like, who cares what assholes
said? They're meaningless in your life. It doesn't matter.
I try and look at it that way. It's like somebody says something like that to me. I'm like, okay, well, I don't really give a shit what you think because you're an asshole anyway. Like if Chris maybe or one of you guys said the same thing to me, I might think a little bit harder about it because it's like, all right, wow, like one of my friends is saying this to me. But it's some random asshole. Like who fucking cares?
I know like plenty of people in my life who they feel like when stuff like that happens to them, they take it very personally or they feel like everyone's kind of out to get them like in a personal way. Like they could get like, I don't know, someone could cut them off. They feel like personally offended. It's like they're just doing their own life. Like that person didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
They don't dislike you. They're not trying to do it on purpose. And it's just like you need to get away from that mindset that everyone's out to get you or I don't know. Like I know I had like some family members, like I was like out one time with them and like, they're like, is that person looking at me? Why are they looking at me? It's like, who cares if they're looking at me?
Like everything's so personal.
Yeah. It's like, it does not matter. Like little tiny moments in life like that. People are doing their own life. Like they can't care about those little moments about some random person, which you're that random person. So don't let them have power over your life.
And I think it's about that. Like, this is something I struggled with until about this point of my life is like caring what people think. So for example, I went shopping last weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all were supposed to come. I had four friends that were supposed to come with me. Every single one of you fuckers bailed. And old Chris would have been like, well, I guess I'm not going shopping alone because I don't want people watching me and just walking around alone. And I was like, who gives a hoot?
Who gives a hoot?
And I went and I sent it. And guess what? I conversed with people. It was a good time. I met random strangers in line. It was really funny. I came up with this funny story. I'm in line, and this mom and their kid's behind me, and this kid just goes, ugh. I look back, and then I look at his mom, and we just start both laughing. Like, this kid did not want to be there. But guess what, kid? Listen to this. Stay positive, man. You're probably getting some cool clothes. But, yeah, it was fun. So getting over that thought of, like, oh, people are watching me. Like, I gotta look well-dressed. Present yourself, right? But... if you're comfortable with the way you look, like, who cares? Like, you're doing you. Like, dye your hair, fucking wear whatever you want to wear.
Grow your beard 8 inches long.
Be with whoever. Yeah.
Who cares? It should be your own opinion. Like, most people who, like, dress good, like, going back to clothes, people who dress good, they're doing it because it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
A lot of time, they don't care. Like, they're not dressing good for, like, the random people in life. They're dressing good because it makes them feel confident.
Unless you're buying, like, name brand, like, you have to have this name brand because you're thinking what people want to see. And, like, oh, this shows that I have money. In reality, like, you spent $200 on a fucking shirt that you could get a Gap for, like, $5 and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah. It doesn't have the brand on it. Yeah. Yeah.
So... I mean, getting over that is the hardest part, and I think we can relate that to social media, too, is, like, social media is all about, like, look at me, look at this, like, showing just your positives. We've talked about this, and it's fucking toxic. Like, it's so stupid. And I know you mentioned this before we start recording again, is, like, one thing I've done this past week to stay positive was I've deleted Instagram off my homepage. I didn't delete Instagram because I use it for this, but it's no longer there where I can just click it. And it was like a social experiment to myself. Like, I was like, let's see how this works.
The numbers deleted it. Was hilarious.
Yeah. And naturally, my finger went and tapped my screen where that app was. And, like, it just shows how conditioned you are. And so to keep myself in check, I would message the boys every single time I clicked that fucking app. It's now like that Meal Lime app, like where you can make your own recipes. I'm like, this isn't Instagram, what the hell?
Yeah.
So immediately I close out. I don't want to be on it. But it was funny because I'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then
like, we would have like different like random conversations. And like in the middle of the conversation, Chris is just like, 6.
Yeah. But guess what? 7. 7 was a total over 3 or 4 days. Like,
nice.
That's impressive.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just staying positive. Like, don't let that person get you at work. Don't let that person on the road like make or break your day. Like, you just got to stay positive and like have fun with life. Like, you know, you're alive, you're healthy. Hopefully you don't have COVID or dying or something.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's a good day. Big picture and perspective. I mean, Jared, going back to your coffee thing, like you said, and I'm going to get up to here. They're going to hand me coffee. I'm just going to pay them. It's like, think about the perspective of that. I'm just in a drive through in my car. I'm getting coffee immediately. Like,
yeah.
Think about like so much other things that worse could be in life. Like, you're getting coffee in a very convenient way. Like,
you're
that's something good
desert.
Right there.
You
yeah.
own a car.
Yeah, exactly. Just perspective and big picture. Yeah. Like, you just have to remember those things.
In the wise words of Pitbull, every day above ground, the good day. Remember that.
All right, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Damn. That's a Joe quote right there.
No, I have to fill in. By the way, we're missing Joe, if you guys didn't notice.
Yeah.
My poor brother's working nights again. Oof. Big
rip.
Back
rip.
To that maintenance. War,
poor guy.
But guess what? He's been maintaining positive about it. Like, he's like, well, I'm working nights. So, well.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Who gives a shit?
Joey really should have been on this episode because
Joey is really good at staying
he's
positive.
Really yeah. good at it until he's not. And yeah. then he explodes.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He snaps.
He's got that Sicilian anger deep within his blood.
That's yeah. Sicilian anger.
Dude, it's true. That's
yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
He takes out my dad. You see my dad go off. He's like, fuck, dude, running away. Oh, gives a shit, get me out of here. But no, Joey is like, you could throw Joey in the shittiest situation and he'll just laugh.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care. He's honestly, like, his entire life, he's like, the one person that just remains positive. I don't get how he does yeah. it because I'm so bitter.
you guys are polar
I'm
opposites.
So angry yeah. all the time.
Yeah. And then like when it comes to time where like people are ragging on us, like making fun of me, like I just laugh at it. Like it rolls off my back. But Joey takes it personally. Like if I say he sucks at Call of Duty, he'll get mad. But if you tell me I suck, I was like, well, yeah, I know I suck. Like, I'm not good at this. Like, what do you want?
I think I know Joey's secret.
What is it?
He's like the Hulk. He's always angry.
Yeah, but he's not. He's never angry.
He just keeps it in.
Until he is.
Yeah.
Now, he's like, you guys cut me off so much.
Took my story.
Poor guy.
You okay. stole my story. I don't have anything to talk about this episode.
We complimented him for a little while. Now we're just kind of insulting.
Sorry, Joe. You're not even here to defend yourself. We're
Joe,
awful.
We miss you.
We're just balancing the force. It's all right.
Now, Chris, you said something about your dad, and I know you were joking. You're like, when my dad gets angry, I just want to get out of there.
Yeah.
I think when we're talking about negativity, like what sparks negativity in our lives, and I think yep. it is your protective self coming out. Like your mind is just trying to protect you. And part of this being aware and taking control of your thoughts, like, self-direction, I feel like that is it's identifying that, hey, my mind is trying to protect me, like my protective self is coming out, but that's not always the best outcome.
Yeah,
like you can't always just try to protect yourself, because then I feel like you're just gonna turn into that bitter person.
Yeah, those are your primal urges, and you can't let that take over your like your logical human mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually have a story yeah. about that literally from yesterday.
Go, preach.
So yesterday, a couple of my coworkers and I went out to dinner after work. And I'm driving there.
Oh, yeah, you sent that picture.
Yeah, well, it was so good. I was I was coming down this hill, and as I come down the hill, I look over to my right, and there's a cop car sitting there in the one parking lot. And then I look over to my dashboard, and I'm like, fuck. I'm doing like 15 miles an hour over the speed. Like, I honestly didn't even realize it. But I was like, shit. And I looked back over at the cop and I saw him put his car in gear. And I was just like, okay, I was like, this is probably going to happen. So I actually did remain like positive about it. I was like, I didn't get all like worked up, like fuck and pissed off. I was just like, hey, you know what? If it happens, it happens. I was like, if he pulls me over, and he followed me for a really long time, and then he turned his lights on, and I was like, fuck. And I pulled over and he went around me and I was like, oh,
oh, dude, you just like,
dude, that motherfucker trolled you.
Oh, he trolled me hard. But yeah, but honestly, hilarious. But for real though, like the whole time, I didn't let it like get to me. I didn't like get all pissed, and I had it, you know, set in my mind too. Like if he pulled me, when he asked like, "What'd you pull me over?" or "What I pull you over for?" I was gonna be like, "Well, probably speeding, because I was definitely doing that."
Yeah,
I mean, I was gonna get him to laugh my way out of that ticket.
Yeah,
I don't think that would have worked. I think that would have backfired pretty hard. Probably speeding. Oh, admission of guilt. Okay, here's your ticket.
We need to like ask comedians.
Dumbass. Did you just admit to speeding to a cop?
No, but I straight up, like,
I thought I was being funny.
I would have been honest with him. I would have been like, yeah, I was speeding. I was like, honestly, I didn't even realize it until I saw you sitting in the parking lot and I looked at my dashboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's in those situations, you can't really lie. Yeah. So it's just like, you might as well just be honest. Like, if you don't know, you don't know. Sure. But yeah.
Who gives a shit? Give me the ticket. Get on with your night. Leave me alone. Like, I want a drink.
Yeah, like Randy said, you just have to. It's out of his power at that point. Like, yeah. If you're being, if he's following you, yeah, if he's following you, follow the speed limit at that point. Like, be like, remember, like, realize what's going on. But like, it's out of your power. If you get pulled over, you get pulled out over. It's what they decided, not your, not you. So,
yeah. At last night at 2 a.m, I didn't realize that I was going 23 over.
Oh, Jared.
I don't think they would have brushed it off the table then.
On the highway,
heading back from Blair.
So that's easy to do.
What's that highway called? I forget what the highway's called.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the country.
Yeah, the main highway through Blair.
I look down, I'm going like 93.
And that's sketch because there are cops that hide there all the time.
Yeah. I very rarely, at least like closer to like downtown Omaha, I very rarely see people pulled over. Just saying. Like last week I passed a cop. I think I was going like 30 over. But I was following like people that were going like 40 over. Like four of us passed this cop. Cop did not care whatsoever. Wow. So I was like, I've never been pulled over from a cop here or anything. You're so serious? Yeah, I've sped by cops.
I could tell plenty
times.
Of stories about that. But
I've been pulled over once ever, and it was for a tail.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah. We're staying positive, boys. Yeah, we're not talking about police stories.
That'll be a clip.
So you know what's funny is though, last week I reached out to a friend and I was like, you know what, you want to hear something? And they're like, what? I said, I'm happy again. Like, it's the first time for about a year since this breakup is like, I'm just laughing. Like, I'm waking up enjoying every day. Like, I'm happy. Like, I'm laughing at shit and like, it feels great. Looking back at this past year, like, that shit sucked. And but when you're in it, it's easier said than done to, oh, cheer up. Like, how? Tell me how. It's impossible. Especially with COVID, can't travel, all of our stress reliefs, right? Like, you can't do. You can't go to the bars and meet people. I guess you can here because COVID doesn't exist at the bars, but whatever. But no, it feels great to just, you know, stay positive. And like, old Chris, before we ever, this podcast was even an idea, was like always happy. Remember, I told you that story of like, life is so good, I don't remember what it feels like to have something go wrong. And then everything happened.
You but had to say something.
I'm reverting back to that stage in life. And it feels so good just to wake up and like, it's my world. Like, I can do whatever I want, right? Like,
yeah.
How successful I am depends on how much I push myself. And it will come. So it's a great mindset to have. Like, don't let one person ruin your day. You know, for example, like if I go to work, I'm telling all these people about the podcast. I'm like, oh, that's awesome that you're doing that. I'll give it a listen. They follow, they listen, you know, it grows even more. And then you get that one person, like, oh, that's fucking stupid. Like, okay, cool. Like, I don't care. You don't have to listen to it. Congrats, dude. Like, well, I don't know what you're doing at home, but cool. You probably just sit on the couch watching TV all day. Congrats. Like, you do you, but like, you don't have to put me down. Like, that's the biggest thing is like, if someone puts you down, who cares? Like, their opinion doesn't matter.
Nope. You do you.
Yeah. Exactly. And you probably don't get along with that person. And I bet their negativity attracts other negativity just the same as positivity attracts positivity. So that's interesting.
So like you mentioned, it is hard to stay positive or like to be aware and then flip the switch.
Yeah.
Switch to flip. when you're in the thick of it,
damn,
you know?
That's from like episode 12.
I've said that like three times. I've said that every time he said it.
Yeah, he did. Randy did say it earlier.
That flowed pretty organically this time.
So, nice. Yeah, it's easier said than done. And one thing that I do is I make sure to practice being thankful like all the time. And like form these healthy habits, you know, form the habit of switching from that negative thought, identifying it, and immediately switching to what could be worse and how is this a good situation? Like, what's one good thing about this? Like developing that habit and also, yeah, being thankful. And then when those bad times do come, you continue to practice being thankful and you continue to practice switching the flip.
Do you have an example of that? Let's hear an example.
Okay, an example.
Of switching a flip? I don't think.
Yes. Sounds like a skateboarding move.
Yeah, well, he's gonna skate.
Yeah, I'm about to switch the flip until he breaks his ankle.
Hey, now.
There you go. How'd you remain positive when you sprained your ankle trying to do something you enjoy?
Trying to switch the flip.
Yeah.
I was just negative the whole time. I need to stay positive.
Can't walk, can't do legs. My giant quads are going to get small.
A good scenario would be me switching from, yeah, change emphasis on purpose. Yeah, me changing from the operational squadron to the training squadron.
That's a big, like.
So you guys remember, I wasn't looking forward to it at all. You know, at first I was like, I don't want to go there. Like, just don't send me. This guy would be better.
You specifically asked, like, I don't send me here.
Yeah. And they sent me there anyway. So I was negative at first. I was very negative. But then, like, almost immediately, I started to think of the good things that could come from it. And I'm like, you know, later on in the future, one of the things I could see myself doing is maybe being on a stage or like leading a group of men in some sort of way and like speaking to them and mentoring them. Yeah, Chris is like,
I'm making faces too.
So being a teacher in some sort of way, and I feel like actually teaching people how to do my job would be a good tool. Like that it could teach me some valuable lessons, and I could just learn how to talk better than I am right now and currently.
Yeah, you're struggling right now.
Did I mention that I got 4 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
No, it could teach me certain skills that would help me in the future.
There you go.
So like that's what I started to think about. And I started to think about my experiences, my past experiences, personally bad experiences going through training in this squadron when I was a student. So I was thinking of ways that I could change the system.
Smart.
You know, ways that I could make people's lives better and make their training experience better.
It could be the change you wish you had.
Yeah. So if you're in a bad situation, envision the outcome of what you're going through right now. Envision the outcome of the hardship and make it something good.
Especially if it's a situation you don't have much power over, like you have to focus on that positive. Like you said, what do you want to get out of this? How can I make it better for these other people? Like, why did I not like it? Mm-hmm. So, and, like, yeah, you have to think about that.
Yeah, and people tell you, like, you hear this a lot, roll with the punches. But what does that mean? Like, don't just, you know, don't roll with the punches and just stay stagnant. Have a vision for your future. Have a vision for the outcome of all the hardship that you're going through. That helps a lot.
Plus, you could think about it like, you know, Talon's getting a phone call. I wonder who it is.
Ooh.
Let's listen. Put on speaker.
Hello?
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 Hello, is this Talon Lambrecht?
Can we leave this in?
Yes. Oh, he's coming back. What's up, dude? Who was on the phone? Calls mid-recording.
it was just a reminder to let me know that this episode is brought to you by Audible, a subscription service that allows you to buy audiobooks that you can listen to on your phone, computer, anywhere you want. Yeah,
he did it.
Yeah, link down in the description.
Link in the description.
Support the show.
He did it. Hey, we're getting it. That was good. That was good. You know what? We're gonna be totally transparent here. He did get a real phone call, and we made the best of it. We said, "Hey, Talon, why don't you wrap this audiobook thing into it?" And it worked.
Thinking positive.
I hope you guys liked it. Smooth transitions, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he almost broke the fourth wall.
I'm trying to break the fourth wall.
Oh. That's the goal.
Yeah. Ooh. But yeah, staying positive, just like we just did. It's seriously super important because you can just get in a rut. And, you know, sometimes you just need that break. Like, take a day off. I took 2 days off. You know, like we always tell Randy, take a fucking day, bro.
Take a day off.
Shit. Get out of your own head for a second. Oh, my God. Who cares?
My head is the monkey with the symbols.
Yeah, no shit. But no, like, for example, I took 2 days off to study because I'm stressed out. I'm testing for promotion this week. Well, by the time this airs, I'll have already tested. But I took 2 days off not to deal with work, but just focus on studying. And to me, that was worth it. And you know what? I felt so refreshed. I went to work the following day after the 2 days off. I was like, I'm ready. Like, this is awesome. Like, it's going to be a good day. Let's just go. Who cares? Like, it's going to be a great day. Nothing's stressing me out. I'm just going to go in and give it my all. And I did. And it was awesome. You know, like, everyone was there. Everyone was in a good mood. It was Wednesday. It was middle of the week. I had coffee. I worked out with you in the morning. It was a great day.
Yeah, it was.
And it's maybe try and find things. Like, to me, coffee is like, oh, coffee. Oh, you need it. Everyone drinks coffee every morning. But, like, there's a difference between drinking it when you need it and just drinking it. Like, you enjoy it. Like, you enjoy different coffees and you try different stuff. Because, you know, maybe in the future I want to open a coffee shop or something. But to me, it's something that just kind of gives me a little positivity in the morning.
Gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a nice ritual just every single day.
Yeah.
You can look forward to it. Yep.
So maybe for you, meditation, like Tony. Tony meditates. Maybe that's how he stays positive. I know that's how he stays
Jim!
Positive.
Jim!
And I still need to do that more.
Jim!
For you and...
getting buff.
God, yeah. Take a dab, no. Dude. This is what I'm talking about. But yeah, find that one thing, right? Find that thing that gives you joy and stick with it, you know? And just remain positive.
Hell yeah,
what do
brother.
You guys think? Any other big topics you want to talk about for
positivity? I do have one more.
You respect my positivity.
I do have one more.
Shoot, dog.
And granted, you can't do this with everything. But I think you can eliminate at least some sources of negativity in your life. And that, for me personally, went a lot back to what Chris was talking about before and not using his Instagram as much. So now I did, I would say probably like 4 or 5 months ago now, I did the same thing with my Facebook. I didn't even take it off my homepage, but I just like made a conscious effort of saying, I'm not going to go on my Facebook as much. And I feel like Facebook, like, listen, Facebook's a great tool. We use it. I think it's great for staying connected with friends, but it is loaded with negativity. Loaded.
Yep.
The eye roll you did with that was phenomenal. Cool. Like, I'm impressed.
You practice? No, that? I just do it. I roll a lot because people fucking annoy me. anyway, being positive. So what I noticed, same thing like Chris, was I would just be like arbitrarily clicking on the app. And, what was cool, like...
That's a big word, dude. Holy shit, you're killing
smart.
It.
I learned how to read a little bit. I started kind of, like, noticing, though. I would click on it, and when I clicked on it, I would literally think to myself as the app was loading, like, I don't... Why am I clicking on this? I don't want to look at it. And I would just close back out of it. And then it got to the point where I stopped doing that. And then, actually, recently, I took Facebook off my home screen... Mostly because there's other shit I wanted to move M1 onto my home screen. Hey. But yeah, I was like, there's no need for this to be here. And again, I don't want to delete it because I think it's a good tool. And again, I like to stay connected with a lot of my friends that like I wouldn't normally get to see or talk to. But at the same time, I think people are on that way too much. And it's such a source of negativity. And I don't think people realize how much it actually affects them. Like, they scroll through and you see all these negative stories and, like, negative comments and negative posts and, you know, fuck the president, fuck this, fuck you, fuck me. And it's...
I love you, Randy.
It's all, but like the thing is it's all so negative all the time, and like you might not, it might not personally affect you as a negativity thing, but it's just the negative energy that it gives off, and like you, that translates to you. Yeah. Like you kind of manifest that.
I agree 100%, dude. 100%.
No,
because I'll be listening, you know, I'll be vibing out, listening to some John Mayer, like drinking coffee, all happy, dude, and then I hop on Facebook arbitrarily. Ooh. Nice. And like subconsciously my mood just changes. It's like, well, okay, now like, well, now what am I gonna do? Like, because you know, you go on, you find a video and like the music stopped, like John Mayer is now not playing in my ears, like I'm not happy anymore, and then like your just mood just totally changes, and that's a, you gotta be aware of that.
Along with that, like, you know, you talk about the amount of time spent on Facebook and Instagram. You can also change the quality of time too, right?
Yeah.
So you can resurface your Facebook and your Instagram. You can resurface what you see in your feed. So obviously on Instagram, you can just unfollow all the people that you don't like. You can follow more positive people.
Yeah.
On Facebook, you can also, you know, if you have family members who you're going to stay friends with on Facebook, but you don't want to see what they post, you can unfollow them from your news feed.
Yeah,
you can make sure that you don't see certain posts, or you don't see posts from
or
certain
from
people.
Certain pages even.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, if you really have the balls, like Joe again, dude. Joe should be here because he thrives with this stuff, right? I don't think he has Facebook on his phone.
No, I don't think he does. I think he mentioned that once before.
Like,
I don't either.
I think he goes on the like website, logs in. And then checks it.
Like you had to, you used to have to do back.
That's next level.
Yeah,
like he doesn't use Facebook. Like, and that's impressive. Maybe that's why he's always so positive.
Maybe. I mean, we kind of talked about it during like the social media episode too. Is like when you're on social media like that, you're getting an insight on people's lives, people that aren't relevant in your life. That it doesn't. You don't need to know these things that's going on. You don't need to know what's going on in this random person's life that you haven't talked to in 8 years.
Yeah.
And it's making you have a personal commitment to these things that doesn't matter to you. So it's just, it's not worth the time and effort.
Or maybe you see someone like out on vacation in Hawaii and you're like, well, shit, I'm stuck in Nebraska. Like, bro, get off social media because now you're negative. You should be positive. Like, go do something downtown. Go grab a beer with your friends. Get out and enjoy life, right? So that's important to understand. So without trying to wrap it into social media specifically, there is definitely
the
a
news
lot of stuff
too.
You can do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna remain positive and pretend you didn't just cut me
Shut
off.
Up!
But that's cool.
It was relevant.
Yeah, need to be said.
Yeah, but I was talking. I was on a roll. But yeah,
yeah, you got rolls, all right.
I love my roll. I know. Big
I'm sorry,
but yeah, no, like it doesn't bother me. See, who gives a shit? I don't care what you think of me. I'm successful, dude.
He's gonna go home and cry.
Yeah, probably.
All right, everyone left me. So I'm going to do the wrap up. Today, we talked about awareness. So actually identifying a negative thought when it comes into your mind. After that, you want to control it. Self-directing your thoughts. Then once you practice that, flipping the switch, or switching the flip, as one would say. Practicing that, switching those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Almost immediately, until it becomes second nature. And then once you're in a negative scenario, once you're going through a rut in life, it'll be habit. After this, practice being thankful. This will also help you in those dark places of your life. After this, maybe controlling social media. Maybe unfollowing Uncle Bobby, who posts all this negative political stuff. And then also unfollow all the Instagram people who post, well, I'm not going to go there, but maybe just delete it from your homepage in general. Yeah. And that's what we talked about. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Everyone left me, except for Randy. No, Randy left too. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. All right, guys, this has been Lessons Learned. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and go follow our other social media pages linked in the description. From all of us here at Lessons Learned, have a good day and
see ya!